Entrepreneurs by Olutaya Rotiola. Today, I have an artist in the room, and she will tell us more about herself. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Tayo, and thank you for having me.
Go ahead.
Okay. My name is Uche Ogoro. I'm a visual artist. I paint in different medias, but recently I'm experimenting with collage and mixed media art.
Okay. How long have you been in the arts?
I've been in the arts since I was like 9, but I started practicing professionally since after graduation in 2014. So that is about professionally being an artist. It's 2014 till now. That is
6 years.
6 years.
Okay.
Yes,
that's so. Tell us about your growing up. What inspired you to take on the arts and things like that?
Okay. When I was young, it was more like competing with my siblings. I wasn't the one in my house that people would think that would become the artist at the end of the day. It was my elder brother, because he used to draw very well. So we would copy from magazines, we'll copy from newspapers, we'll copy cartoons. And he was better than me, but I just continued. He kind of stopped somehow. He's still an artist because he sews and he makes really unique clothes. But I continued with the painting up till now in my house. So that's how it started.
Okay. So what's your educational journey?
My educational journey?
Yeah.
I schooled... My secondary primary school was here in Abuja. I went to Model Primary School. I went to Model Secondary School. Then my university was in Zaria, Ahmadu Bello University, Zaria.
That's also a Model University. All right. So back to your works. So now, what has been the journey of your artwork? In terms of, was it pencil that you started from? How did you graduate till you got to collage and mixed arts?
Okay, it started with drawings. Then it moved to painting, and then it moved to collage. I started drawing with pen, and people could connect with it. Then I decided to explore with paintings. I used oils, I used acrylic, I used pastel. But after school, when I came to Abuja, I noticed that many people were using oils, many people were using acrylics. So when you go to the market, that was the major medium for art or painting. So I decided to go unique and try something different. Then I started experimenting with papers. I saw a lot of colors on magazines and newspaper, and I'm like, okay, why not? Why don't you just try using this medium? So I started using it, and at first people were surprised. They were wondering, are you sure people are going to buy paper? Is it paper you're using? So some people kind of discouraged me, but later on, other people were picking interest in it, and you know, when you're unique, you sell faster. So that's what happened. That's why I'm using collage. But initially, I stopped having money. At the beginning stage, I didn't have money to buy acrylic colors or oils because they were expensive. I've also explored with body art. That was during my NYSC in 2015. There was no way for me to get oil colors. I had to travel because I was in a community school. I was teaching a community school during my youth service in Akwa Ibom Community Secondary School. Usi Koramama in Ibiono is a local government in Akwa Ibom. So you had to travel all the way 2 hours to get to Uyo before you could get colors. So when I was in the village, I decided to use the local chalk. They called it undum. So people use it when to show a form of like excitement, happiness. When people give birth, they'll rub it all over their bodies, and it had beautiful colors. So I'm like, okay, since I can't get oils, let me start to experiment with with the indum. So I used it, created beautiful patterns on my body. People got connected with it, but it wasn't selling at the time. So when I moved back to Abuja, I had to continue with collage paintings. So because at least I could get some money, help myself and do other things.
Okay, so so what was art before COVID and what is art after COVID?
Okay. Art before COVID, to me, I think it's the same. But after, during the COVID, during when it was intense, because we're still in the COVID, in another stage of the COVID. When the COVID was more intense, I had enough time to withdraw and think about what I was doing, what I was producing. At some time before the COVID, it got to a point where I was doing art to sell. I was doing it to sell, to make money, continue. But during the COVID, when everybody just withdrew like that, I had time to think. I started thinking about the kind of art I was producing. I was thinking, why am I making these pieces, you know? So someone said that this COVID is a time of, reflection? No, like, you know, a lot of people, they came out to protest. Was it a year of protest or... I can't remember how someone put it. So I was seeing these movements coming up and I'm like, okay, can I bring my art to, you know, join these voices and kind of like talk about things that are happening? Because before the COVID, I was painting women, I was painting people, the society, the lifestyle. But with all the movements coming up, I'm like, okay, can I use my voice to speak on, you know, what is happening? So that was where I started reflecting on my art and the style of art I'm producing. So that's what I would say, what art was before the COVID.
After
COVID.
Okay, so now a quick question. Who are those that inspire you around art?
Other artists?
Yeah, that inspire you.
Okay, there's this artist, the beautiful black artist. She is a collage artist as well. I like the story behind her pieces. She makes paintings from her dialect. I think she's from Cameroon, also. I can't remember where she's from, but she's an African. She's based in the US. So she makes collages and mixed media art that inspire me, that come from her roots. So you can really just connect with them, maybe because she's a woman or because she paints with women, but I can connect with her pieces. And then, yes, that is her. I like paintings by Van Gogh. I like Pablo Picasso's pieces as well. They inspire me. But my major inspiration, I would say, is life, my family, my sisters, my brothers, and the Nigerian community inspires me to create art. I think Nigeria has a lot of stories. Like, we have a lot of... I think Nigerians are very interesting people. And I think that Nigeria art is having a peculiar uniqueness to it.
Okay. So as far as you've been an artist for 6 years, do you think it's been paying your bills as much as you want?
It's getting there. Where I am now wasn't where I was when I started. Is getting there, I would say.
Okay, so another question. How many female artists do you find around? Or has the number started increasing? Or you think women should do more in terms of being female artists?
Yes, I think that women need to do more. Women need to come out more. If you look at exhibitions, there are more men out there having exhibitions, having shows than the women are. So I believe that women need to come out more. And we are coming out. We are coming out. But I think that more women need to come out more.
Okay. So I would also come this way. In the terms of training to become an artist, in your own class in ABU, how many women were even part of the class?
In my class, we were 15.
Women?
No, all together, okay. Yes. In the painting section, we were 15. And the women were just three. We just had three women. So women need to come out more.
Okay. Coming back to you as an artist, if you would collaborate with some artists, right? Or who are the artists I think you would like to collaborate with?
Women.
Ida.
I would like to collaborate with Chike Obiagu. I've even told him I'd like to collaborate with him. I'd like to collaborate with Tola Wewe. He's based in Lagos, you know him. So I would like to collaborate with Obi Wegbe. I'd like to work with Nike Ogundayi.
Okay. Have you met her?
No, I've never met her before.
Okay. So back to our discussion now. What do you think women need to do to really get there when it comes to arts?
Yeah, women need to think more about themselves. They shouldn't let the society detect who they should be, because I've noticed one thing in Nigeria, that women allow society to define them. You can't allow that. Like, they should wake up. This is the 21st century. I have friends that even when you're trying to wake them up, you know, they just stay, like, they just feel like, you know, this is where I should end. I should just have kids and nothing more. But I think women are more. Women are leaders. Women are leaders. They are great women who have done things. I think women should have a role model who they want to look up to. And they should have that kind of like definition for themselves, and they should strive for more. They should keep striving for more.
Okay. So in your own little way, what are you doing to inspire the next generation?
I'm pushing for my dream. I'm using my arts to, sometimes I do it for myself, sometimes I don't really look at, because I know that, okay, I want to be a role model to some people, but I'm doing it to tell myself that, okay, you know what, at the end of the day, you know, you've put in your best and you've pushed yourself this much. So for inspiring the next generation, I hope they can see me as someone who didn't just let her dreams die, who kept on pushing, because I've been through things that should have made me stop completely, but I keep on pushing myself, because it's not easy. So you keep pushing yourself. I haven't gotten to where I'm going to now, but this exhibition that I'm having with my friend Chidi this December, it's on women and how women can, you know, rise to the top, and also how men can also help the women to on their journey to the top. So I hope that this can help them with these few points of mine that I've.
Okay, so again, do you think the government have done enough to support artists in Nigeria?
No.
Blatant no.
No.
Okay, no. So what should they do to support women in the arts?
We should have a place. I think tourism is a huge, is a big thing. It's a major source of revenue for some countries. I think that the government should really look into tourism, because I think in the near future, oil is going to
go into extinction.
It's going to go, because there are countries that will no longer run on their cars. Yes, their cars will no longer use fuel. So I don't know. Nigeria need to look into like 10 years from now and like invest in tourism. I think that's how not just women but the arts society can like triumph and make money, not just for us the artists but for the whole country.
Okay, so what are your parting words to upcoming artists?
Keep being an artist, even when it seems like no one is seeing your art. Even when it seems like no one is seeing your art, even when it feels like you're underappreciated, keep going in those tough times because you will get there. Keep bringing out your art, keep showing your work, keep trying, keep participating in exhibitions, and just continue. You have a luck that is following you. You have your star, and make sure that you are unique. Don't start making art because you think that is selling or because someone else is making the art that is selling. Make art that is unique to you, that is unique to your style, and tell the stories you want to tell because it is your story and it is your art.
So if people want to reach out to you, how do they get across to you?
Okay, you can reach me on email uguruuche2@gmail.com. That is uguruuche, then 2 as a number @gmail.com. Then you can reach me on Instagram @ucheuguru. That is UCHE UGURU. Then you can reach me on WhatsApp. Should I call my number? Okay. 0808-141-5452.
Thank you so much for your time, Uche. Really appreciate you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
You have a very great week ahead and enjoy your work at every point in time.
Thanks.
My best. Thank you so much, listeners, and for being a part of this edition of Imagine Entrepreneurs. I'll talk to you again some other time, bring you some exciting guest again. I remain Olutaya Rotella. Have a great day.